The 10 Democrats who want their party's presidential nomination appeared in a televised forum yesterday at Pace University in New York City. It was sponsored by CNBC and the Wall Street Journal, and it focused on the economy. Many Democrats were anxious to size up the performance of the newest addition to the field, retired General Wesley Clark, who announced his candidacy just last week. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
It was Wesley Clark's debut in a multi-candidate forum last night, and lots of Democrats wanted to see how he would do. Clark has been criticized by his rivals for having a shallow allegiance to the Democratic Party. He only announced he was a Democrat a few weeks ago, and he's reported to have told the Republican governor of Colorado that he would have been a Republican if Karl Rove, President Bush's political advisor, had returned his phone calls. Clark now says he was only kidding. But last night, the first question to Clark was about a speech he made in May of 2001 to the Republican Party of Arkansas, expressing his support for the leadership of Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush. Clark was asked if he believed it then or now. Instead of answering directly, Clark recited his beliefs in core Democratic Party principles.
I am pro-choice. I am pro-affirmative action. I'm pro-environment, pro-health. I believe the United States should engage with allies. We should be a good player in the international community. And we should use force only as a last resort. That's why I'm proud to be a Democrat.
General Clark, the telegenic anti-war military intellectual, has captured the imagination of many Democrats dissatisfied with the rest of the field. But his impact on the race is still not clear. At least for now, Clark is not a target. Instead, the other candidates aim their attacks at Vermont Governor Howard Dean, who has been leading in the early primary states. In previous debates, it was Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman who criticized Dean. Last night, it was Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt and Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. More than the others, Dean most directly threatens Kerry and Gephardt in New Hampshire and Iowa, respectively. Last night, Kerry criticized Dean's stance on tax cuts and on trade.
Governor Dean, on a number of occasions across the country, has said very specifically that we should not trade with countries until they have labor and environment standards that are equal to the United States. That means we would trade with no countries. It's either a policy for shutting the door if you believe it, or it's a policy of just telling people what they want to hear.
Dean responded.
I supported NAFTA, I supported the WTO. We benefited in Vermont from trade, but I have spent a lot of time in the Midwest in the last couple of years. Our manufacturing jobs are hemorrhaging. We have to go back and revise every single trade agreement that we have to include labor standards, environmental standards, and human rights standards. And I think Senator Kerry is insensitive to the plight of workers.
I'm not insensitive to the jobs. I'm desperately concerned about those jobs. But you don't fix them by pandering to people and telling them you're going to shut the door. You have to grow jobs.
On the campaign trail, Gephardt has been criticizing Dean for betraying Democrats by siding with Republicans on Medicare. He repeated those attacks last night.
He said in, I think, 1993 that Medicare was the worst federal program ever. He also supported at our darkest hour, when I was leading the fight against Newt Gingrich and the contract with America, Howard, you were agreeing with the very plan that Newt Gingrich wanted to pass. We need a candidate against George Bush that can take the fight to him on it, not someone who agreed with the Gingrich Republicans.
Governor Dean.
That is flat out false, and I'm ashamed that you would compare me with Newt Gingrich. Nobody up here deserves to be compared to Newt Gingrich. What we really need to do is confront George Bush with what he's done to this country. But I do think it's important that if folks are going to talk about us being like Newt Gingrich, that we're not going to stand for that.
Kerry jumped in to support Gephardt, his rival for the nomination, but his ally in the effort to stop Dean.
In defense of Dick Gephardt, I didn't hear him say he was like Newt Gingrich. I heard him say that he stood with Newt Gingrich when we were struggling to hold on to Medicare. That's a policy difference. It's perfectly fair.
Also attending last night's debate were Florida Senator Bob Graham, North Carolina Senator John Edwards, former Illinois Senator Carol Mosley Braun, and New York City activist Reverend Al Sharpton. For the most part, they kept their criticisms aimed at President Bush. But the attacks on Dean represent the feelings of some members of the Democratic establishment that a Dean nomination would be bad for the party. Just like George McGovern, they say, the Democrats could end up losing in a landslide. But the Dean camp says the attacks will backfire, since the former Vermont governor has clearly struck a strong chord with so many of the party's rank and file. As for General Clark, his advisors say he will stay strictly above the fray, burnishing his outsider credentials by refusing to take part in the finger-pointing, and showing Democrats that he can bash President Bush as well as the others.
We elected a president we thought was a compassionate conservative. Instead, we got neither conservatism nor compassion. We got a man who recklessly cut taxes. We got a man who recklessly took us into war with Iraq.
Voters hoping to learn more specifics about Clark's stance on domestic policy will have to wait. For the most part, the general stuck to generalities last night, but he promised he will be introducing his health care and economic plan soon. The Democratic candidates meet again for another debate in Phoenix on October 12th. Mara Liasson, NPR News, New York.